Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm here with Jeff Nixon, former defensive back safety for the Buffalo Bills. He played for the Bills from 1979 until his playing days. He played until 1982 and was on injured reserve for two seasons with a knee injury. I just want to ask, what was it like playing for the Bills at Rich Stadium? Because I was mentioning earlier Highmark Stadium, right. And you said, I never played at Highmark Stadium. I played at Rich Stadium. What was that atmosphere like, especially in the 70s?
Oh, it was amazing. The stadium had 82,000 seats back then, and you know, the crowd was just amazing. And now they've taken it out because Ralph Wilson had to have 11 million in private suites built, you know. So, which is fine, you know. I mean, they're in it to make money, you know, and I'm just glad that I was able to play in that stadium at that time, because it was just amazing.
The one thing that I think about when it comes to the Bills is with the Chuck Knox era was talking proud. That was the saying, the song, we're talking proud. Like, what was the atmosphere like in Buffalo, especially when they started to get good again? And because we went through the days with O.J. Simpson where that was really a lot of fans could cling to, and now we get Chuck Knox as the head coach and the Bills just start playing so much better. What was the atmosphere around Western New York like?
Oh, it was great. You know, we used to be able to go out to the different restaurants and bars after games, and, you know, it was just, interacting with the fans, and there was no issues. Nobody had, like, phones and was taping, you know, and trying to, you know, make a scene or anything like that. And so it was pretty casual, you know. I never had any problems when I went out at night and, you know, partied with the fans and stuff. And so that was kind of unique for that era. You don't see that much anymore, you know. If you do, they've got five bodyguards around them, you know, with packing heat, you know. But the atmosphere was great because Chuck Knox had come in and he was an established coach. He had some great success when he was out in L.A., and we knew he was a good coach, and he surrounded himself with other good coaches. And I was able to, you know, have a pretty good, you know, career there during that period of time. The one game that I'll always remember was when we beat the Miami Dolphins for the first time in 10 years. We still have the longest losing streak to one team versus another team, 20 straight games. And so we were just determined. The opening game that season was against Miami right here in Buffalo, and you know, and I had the game of my life. You know, I had four takeaways, still a record, by the way, for takeaways in a game, and that kind of propelled me too. You know, the very next week we played against the Jets. I picked off a pass, took it for a touchdown. I saw a sign in there that said Nixon for president. This thing was huge too. It was like, you know, the side of a building. I was like, these fans are serious about this stuff, you know. Just, you know, back then the fans were getting, they are now too. You know, we've kind of moved into the Bills Mafia area, you know, so and we embrace that.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You talked about the Dolphin game in 1980. Did you at all know that fans were still, after the game was over, were used? Because the whole part of it was fans week one, they're tearing down the goalpost. Did you at all witness any of that?
No, I didn't, because I ran off the field because they lost control of the crowd. They all started coming onto the field. In fact, that was the last time that was ever allowed to happen, because the very next week they brought in mounted police on horses, you know, and they were all lined up around the, you know, just in case the fans decided they wanted another piece of souvenir from the, you know, but they did. They took the one goalpost, they took it all the way up to Ralph Wilson's box. One of them they threw over the stadium. I couldn't believe that. But there were people that were able to get pieces of that, and they tore up some of the AstroTurf, you know. Yeah, it's just it was. I was glad to get out of there when I did, because I might have gotten mauled, I think. You know, it was an exciting moment for the fans. And that was the thing that I didn't experience any of those 10 years really of losing, you know. So I, you know, but all the fans were so frustrated that we could never beat these guys. So when we finally did, it was like mayhem, just mayhem.
Right. I always hear people saying just, No matter what, always like beat Miami. And especially now with how the Bills are looking right now with Josh Allen, five straight AFC East titles. Like, what are your thoughts on this current team right now as we're heading into the new, the final season of Highmark Stadium?
Well, I was on WBBZ radio with Penny Wolfgang yesterday, and I told them that the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl this year. That was my prediction. They're going to win it because they've got the MVP quarterback, and we've just got a team. We still got the nucleus of this team we had last year. We've lost a couple players, but we've gained, I think, some really good players in the draft. You know, this, and one of the things is, if you have a lockdown corner like we do with this guy, Maxwell Harrison, and hopefully he's performs like he did in college and transfers that to the professional ranks, but if you have a guy like that, it's like back when the Jets had Darrell Revis. You couldn't throw to that side of the field because he was just so good one-on-one. So if we have something like that, then we can double other guys. You know, we could, you know, it's just, you know, the only thing I think they really have to show this year is that they need somebody like Bruce Smith, an edge rusher that can really pressure the quarterback on almost every play. You know, and Bruce was good at doing that. You know, and when you're a quarterback and you feel that on your, you know, and that's on your backside, you know, that's on, you know, it's a scary thing for a quarterback, and it's always in their head during the game, you know. So I think they've got the nucleus to push. They're going to, I think they'll make the playoffs. Can they win the Super Bowl? I think they can.
A couple more before we get to what you really wanted to talk about. You mentioned Bruce Smith. You played with a guy similar in, like, not obviously he was on a different side of the different part of the line. What was that like playing with Fred Smirlis, one of the, you know, in the Bermuda Triangle? What was that like, just being able to just witness that?
Yeah, that was, you know, we ran the 34 back then, and Fred would just line up right on the center, and just, you know, they always had to have two people block him, so that allows one of your linebackers to become free. And so, you know, that was, it was nice having Fred. I give Fred credit for me against the Oakland Raiders. We were there. He had pressured the quarterback, and Pastorini overthrew Casper. They called him Casper the Ghost.
Yeah.
But they overthrew him, and I picked it off, and I gave Freddie credit for pressuring the quarterback on the play. So, yeah, he was a tough player, boy. I tell you what, and they're not too many tougher than him. He's having some issues lately, and I feel for him. You know, he had a stroke not too long ago, a minor stroke, nothing major, but it's affected him a little bit, you know. So we, you know, say your prayers for him.
So the reason why you're here is you're here to promote a Buffalo Bills alumni event. If you can talk a little bit about that, what's going on, and maybe who other people can expect when they come down here.
Right. Yeah, this will be the first time we've done that. Hopefully it's the first annual thing, and it's called the Buffalo Bills Alumni Music Fest. We're going to be at the Wings Meeting Place on California Road on July 25th. The show runs from 5 to 11. Doors open at 4. And we hope all the fans come out. This is going to be like a fusion of sports and music, because we're going to have our first Buffalo Bills blues band play. And guess who's coming? Doug Flutie. He's going to be there. He's our drummer. Butch Roll is our lead guitar player. I play rhythm. Lou Piccone's going to sing a song. We recorded this song 42 years ago. It's called "Ain't Nobody Gonna Buffalo My Bills."
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice little blues tune. It has almost like a little country feel to it too. But so if you're a country fan, you got to come out to this show too, because we've got our headliner is Mick Hayes. Right. Mick Hayes hails from Buffalo. He you know, really got everything started here, but then he moved down south. But in the past 2 years, he's been down in Nashville, and he hooked up with Joe Bonamassa. Now, if anybody knows anything about the blues, they know that Joe Bonamassa is probably the best blues guitar player in America. And he sings very well, too, on top of that. And he was here just like 4 months ago, and he sold out Shays Buffalo or Klein Hands. I can't remember where it was at. But he recorded and produced the album that Mick Hayes plays on, and he plays on the album too. So that kind of gives you an idea of how good Mick Hayes is. He's got his street cred, as you say. And so he'll be our headliner. But then we've also got Michael Hund, Damone Jackson Outcome with George Paleo's in that band too. I got Jesse Galante, Doug Yeomans, Will Holton, Patty Parks, Jamie Holka. Jamie Holka is probably one of the greatest just solo guitar players I've ever seen in my life. The guy is just awesome. But and it's a fundraiser, too. And so the beneficiaries of the proceeds of this event are going to be the Doug Flutie Foundation for Autism. We're going to have the Alzheimer's Association and the American Lung Association. I sat on the board of the Alzheimer's Association here in Western New York for 6 years. And one of the reasons I got on there is because the research came out just as I was getting on that board that former NFL players were four times more likely to develop Alzheimer's than the general population. So, you know, that's kind of near and dear to me. You know, we actually sued the NFL over this issue, and we basically won. They settled out of court, you know, and we gave them, you know, we said we're not going to complain anymore or whatever, but they've paid out $1.2 billion to former players right now.
Wow.
$1.2 billion. I don't think the NFL's ever been sued for that much ever, you know. But we pushed them hard on that because we knew a lot of our guys were hurting, and then a lot of these guys that are playing the game today, they're going to be in the same situation too. They did put in some things in the new collective bargain agreement that they signed that kind of will help them too if they do develop those kind of symptoms. So, you know, but we're looking forward to this. You know, this is a fundraiser, so we're going to have 50-50 split club, but, you know, and we're going to have a silent auction, live auction. But the fact that Doug Flutie's coming to this is just blows me away, because he just had knee replacement surgery just 3 months ago. 3 months ago, the doctors have said that it's miraculous the way he's healed from this thing, because we weren't sure if he was going to be able to play, and he wasn't sure if he was going to be able to play, but he's going to be there. I made reservations for his flight 2 days ago, so he'll be in town. I'll be picking him up at the airport, and And I'm just looking forward to not just him, but we're going to have some other guys there too. You know, we've got all of our local alumni will be there. We're trying to get some of the big name guys like Jim Kelly and you know, Thurman Thomas and Bruce you know, Smith. And you know, I haven't been successful yet, but we're going to get one of them there, I think.
Well, hopefully they will be there, because I think that'll even bring in more people. But
oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, I'm a huge, you know, classic rock fan. Was there anybody that you like? Was there a favorite artist you had that you sort of maybe like? Some people will take their musical talents from someone else. Did you have anybody that you took your musical talents from?
You know, when I started playing guitar, I was reading guitar tablature. I didn't read music, but I could read guitar tablature, and that was like the biggest thing coming out at that time. So I started studying all the old Mississippi blues, Delta blues kind of stuff, Mississippi John Hurt. I've got a bunch of songs that I do from, you know, from those artists back in those days. You know, but then I started getting into classical stuff. I do a little bit of classical music. And then, of course, I navigated over to electric guitar, and then I started playing blues stuff. And you know, guys like James Taylor influenced me, everybody influenced me, I think. Jimi Hendrix influenced me, Eric Clapton, some of the great guitar. And this, you know, I'm calling it the Music Fest, but I tell you what, just about every guitar player in this is a Buffalo Music Hall of Famer. Doug Yeomans is in the Music Hall of Fame. Mick Hayes, Michael Hund, Jamie Holka. And George Paleo. I mean, you talk about a guitar player. This kid, I don't know if people remember, but he played with a group called Gamelon back in the days when I was first coming with the Bills, basically, and he blew me away then. He's even better now. I mean, he just keeps getting better, and all these performers are just special, you know, and they're all professionals at what they do, and it's kind of scary for me to be getting up on the stage with some of these guys, but you know, we'll manage. I hope they just come out to have a good time and have fun, you know, and they, if we make a few mistakes in our playing, they better forgive us, you know,
right.
Our blues band.
Right. And just lastly, if anybody want, where can people find out this website so they can get more information?
Right.
About
you can
this.
Go to the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation website. But there's also a quick way to get, tickets for this event. You know, we have a website. It's www.bbaf, which stands for Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation, but bbafevents.com. And if you type that into your search thing, it'll take you right to our ticketing. We have different levels. We have a $35 level. That's just general admission. We've got $55 VIP tickets. Those are a little bit more. Those are $55. And then we have drink specials. For 3 hours, you can drink all you want for $30. That's not too bad, I don't think. You know, but we hope everybody comes out to this. I want to sell this thing out. I want people to give a big hand to Doug Flutie. I don't know if people remember, but, you know, he took us to the playoffs during that period of time when Ralph Wilson was threatening to move the team. He said, if I don't sell $11 million worth of luxury suites, I'm going to move the team. And so Doug, all of a sudden, he sparked them because Rob Johnson had gotten injured. So he played, took them to the playoffs, but then they started Rob Johnson instead of Doug. And that was a lot of fans... You know, they remember that, and after Doug had done all this to really keep Buffalo, we could have been the Toronto Bills, but we're still the Buffalo Bills, and I really credit Doug Flutie for doing, you know, the work to help keep them here. So, you know, I hope everybody comes out. If you do get a VIP pass, you can get autographs from him. We'll have an area set aside for him after he's done performing with our band. So. So anybody who's out there, get your tickets today. Again, it's www.bbafevents.com.
Jeff, thank you so much for your time. I enjoyed this conversation very much.
My pleasure, Adam. And go Bills.
Yes,
do
go
good,
Bills.
Be good, God bless, and go Bills.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.